This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There was a not insignificant change in the global economy earlier this year that went largely unnoticed, I think. After years of being a distant third, Mexico is now this country's top trading partner. Canada is second, China is third, should you be curious. That has happened, obviously, for a lot of reasons. The new North American Free Trade Agreement, Chinese tariffs, and the economic effects of Xi Jinping's zero COVID policy, and the reordering of global supply chains that the pandemic brought unto us all. And you can see it playing out in Los Dos Laredos, Laredo, Texas, and Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, where, as Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall reports, industrial real estate is trading at something of a premium.
Thousands and thousands of car parts and supplies fill giant racks on the floor of a massive warehouse in Laredo, Texas.
So you can see here, all of this material is the rolls of fabric. This is all outbound, so all of this stuff is leaving today. And that's daily, every 2 days like that.
Okay, this is heading to Mexico.
Yes.
Born and raised Laredoan, Trey Hughes is the operations manager at the Nippon Express warehouse at the Killam Industrial Park off Interstate 35. This is a stopover for goods around the world to be sent on to car manufacturers.
Another car thing. And I'm not even sure what that does.
The warehouse added towering orange racks in the last couple of weeks to make room for more products.
And now that we have filled them, of course, the ownership are now wanting to bring on a lot more customers to fill more and more and more.
But racks can only hold so much. That's why Nippon Express is building new warehouses nearby. The company expects business to double or even triple in the next 3 to 5 years. Rolando Ortiz, also here on the warehouse floor, is COO of real estate firm Killam Development. From the loading docks, he points to the landscape outside.
There'll be another 100,000 square foot warehouse here and a 200,000 square foot warehouse there.
He says as more manufacturing moves to Mexico, the industrial real estate market in Laredo is taking off.
There's probably 40, 45 million square foot of industrial space in Laredo. There's about 8 million square foot being developed today, and they'll probably be double that next year.
And that's as the industrial real estate market nationally has cooled, in part thanks to high interest rates, says Adrian Ponson with real estate firm CoStar.
Laredo is definitely bucking the slowdown in the industrial market that's happening in the rest of the U.S.,
because of its strategic location at the border with Mexico, which is attracting more manufacturing to serve the U.S. market.
Laredo is really in a situation where retailers and logistics companies are gobbling up space about as fast as developers can build it there.
He says there's just one available industrial property in Laredo that's over 200,000 square feet. It's at the Pinnacle Industry Center, yet another one of Laredo's many industrial parks. Here, I meet up with AJ Krause.
All that in the horizon over there, that's Mexico.
Krause runs Pinnacle. We're driving around open lots.
This is our unit 13. We're on 13, and we're facing unit 14. Unit 14 is our last unit here at Pinnacle.
All this used to be ranch land.
Great for white-tailed deer hunting. I'm talking about trophy bucks.
He remembers when a 100,000-square-foot building made heads turn in Laredo.
Well, that's baby. That's small stuff now. You're looking at buildings easily 200, 300, 400, even 500 to 600 square feet.
He calls this place the Valley of the Giants.
We saw that these larger lots were going to be needed, so we built these lots, and they sold like hotcakes.
And across the border in Nuevo Laredo, I sit down with industrial real estate developer Guillermo Fernandez de Jauri. While he says business growth has been fairly consistent after the North American Free Trade Agreement was signed in the 90s.
The biggest growth has been in the last years. After COVID, we have ramped up a lot.
His real estate business projects 41% growth next year. He sees enormous opportunity in the area, not just in logistics, but also in adding more manufacturing to the Nuevo Laredo piece of the supply chain. in Laredo, Texas. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.